Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Hello, it's Alice Arnold here. Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. This week in the studio, I'm chatting to the man who knows everything there is to know about London theatre. It's Julian Bird. I've got my regular guest in the studio today, Julian Bird, the Chief Executive of the Society of London Theatre. I always start by saying that.
Which absolutely.
Just means he knows everything what is on at the theatre, don't you? And we're going to talk about sort of the autumn and into Christmas season because
great.
That's what's ahead of us.
Time of lots of new theatre in London.
It is. So let's start with what actually we've just been talking about before we turned our microphones on, which was Company, because we were both at the press night last week.
Yes.
I absolutely loved it. I thought it was one of the tightest, slickest, cleverest productions that I've seen in a long time.
Absolutely. And so for those who are unfamiliar, this is sort of one of Stephen Sondheim's masterpieces. And for the first time, they've turned the lead character from a man into a woman. And so lots of the other characters have had to change, and he's rewritten some lyrics and all sorts of things. And it's really about one lady who is sort of in her mid-30s and still hasn't found someone to settle down with. And it's about all the people in her life, her ex-boyfriends, kind of her friends who are married or engaged, and sort of the interplay between all of this group of characters, really.
And it's interesting because there's big controversy about... Well, lots of discussion about changing because Bobby, the lead person, is often played is known to be a man in the original production, and now is played by Rosalie Craig brilliantly. He's a woman, but there's another change that most people don't seem to talk about very much, which was that I think she's called Amy in the original part is now Jamie and is played by a man, and it means that we have a gay couple.
Absolutely.
He famously sings the song "I'm Not Getting Married Today." Which, of course, you could only do
Johnny Bailey will be well known to some people, particularly from Broadchurch on television, where he played the kind of journalist in that for all the series, and is an extraordinary stage actor. I don't think a lot of people knew he could sing, but he did the last 5 years in London last year, and he's a real talent. And I have to say, he completely shines in this.
He really does.
Hysterical. We won't say too much about what happens, but
no.
He's absolutely brilliant. And you know, if he's not in award contention next year, as a lot of the others will be, I will be very surprised.
So that's a Company which I could go on about, wax lyrical
about
the Guildford
Theatre
for a long time.
Really sensational.
Mm. What other musicals? What other new musicals are coming in for?
There's rather less, probably big new musicals. Obviously, this thing called The Band is coming in, which is based on the music of. Take That. You may remember that Gary Barlow did a sort of casting programme on the BBC maybe over a year ago, 18 months ago.
Yes.
And they found five boys, and it's sort of a story of a band, and of course it's got all the music of Take That in it. It's actually the story of five girls actually who kind of obsess about this band, and then the band come into it as well. And it's called The Band. That's at the Theatre Royal Haymarket. And then, you know, this Christmas is the last chance to see some big shows that are on in the West End. You know, Kinky Boots,
yes,
42nd
closing.
Street,
yeah.
Dreamgirls, Bat Out of Hell, actually all close in early January. So this Christmas is their last big season, if you like, as well.
So if you haven't seen those shows before, then get out and see them now for a great Christmas treat.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you know, we've got the Palladium Pantomime returning.
I was going to ask you about the Palladium Pantomime. Tell me about the Palladium Pantomime this year.
So this is the third year, if you like, of Pantomime back at the Palladium. Been a huge success the last 2 years. And Julian Clary is back once again and playing the man in the mirror. And I guess topping the bill with Julian is Dawn French playing the Wicked Queen. So and the pantomime is... Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Some of the other regulars are back. So Paul Zerdin is back with Sam. You know, he's the ventriloquist who won America's Got Talent, but is actually a Brit. Nigel Havers is back. Gary Wilmot is back playing the Dame. Seven, I think we can call them dwarves. I mean, that's the title of the show as well, which will be is a real kind of tradition at pantomime. And I can't wait to see it. No. It was sensational last year.
Well, I didn't see it last year, but I know it's a
very rarely
a
laugh
huge
as much
hit.
As I do on that evening. Okay. So it's very, very good.
And is it suitable for children?
Yes, absolutely.
Does Julian
the best
rein
pantomime,
himself in? Clary,
the best
Annie,
pantomimes,
not you.
I think, are indeed. The best pantomimes are sort of pitched whereby children get something from it, but often the best jokes go over their heads and the adults get it. So, and this is a. This is that kind of show.
And talking of kids, four kids, we've got David Walliams' Awful Auntie.
That's
at the
absolutely.
Bloomsbury. That'll be very popular. All the
so
kids
this follows the sort of
books.
Run of David Walliams' amazing books, which have mostly now been turned into a stage adaptation. So, of course, we had Gangster Granny over the summer in August, which was a huge hit. Mm. So this is the next one, if you like, in his series. That's right.
And also, I suppose, if you want to be a little more cultured for your children, not that David Walliams' not cultured, he's culture of the future, but culture of the past. We've got two versions of A Christmas Carol. We've got Simon Callow, one-man show.
His extraordinary one-man. If you've never seen it, it's sensational.
And that's, he has done that before.
He has done it before, yeah.
And then there's also A Christmas Carol at the Old Vic.
Yes, which is actually a return of that from its huge success last year. And is the most extraordinary, wonderful night in the theatre. Incredibly atmospheric. Includes a few little sing-along carols and things like that. It's a really heartwarming family night
Christmas
in the theatre.
Really
Christmas night out. That's exactly what it is. Yes.
And the other very Christmassy thing, Joe Brand and Danny Dyer coming into London from the musical Nativity, which
Nativity.
I didn't know anything about, really.
So you might remember the Nativity movies.
Yes.
And so it was done for a very, very short run last year to try it out. And it's coming back, to the... I think it's called, I always call it the Hammersmith Apollo. I now believe it's called the Eventim in Hammersmith.
I read that, I thought, where is
all of us
the
of a certain age know the Hammersmith Apollo.
I was going to say the Hammersmith Apollo, and then it says Eventim. You're right, it says Eventim.
It's
go,
a full
musical,
and with some special guests for Christmas.
As well.
It's a huge theatre.
Massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mainly it still does music there, actually, but there is some theatre in there. Many years ago.
Yes, I think I saw
Cliff Richard did Heathcliff in there.
I saw that.
Philip Schofield did Dr. Dolittle and various other things.
I saw the Heathcliff.
Yes. So that's that venue anyway.
If we have to touch on, which maybe we don't, but I was really sad that the musical Sylvia at the Old Vic, and I went to see a preview of it and I thought, it's not ready, but there are bits of it that are absolutely fantastic. And it didn't open in the end. Do you think there's a chance it's going to come back? Or I mean,
that's
they were plagued by illness with the cast. And
that's what they're
all...
saying. Yeah, so this was the musical about Emily Pankhurst and her daughter Emily. So about the suffragette movement, hence why it was called Sylvia. Extraordinary cast in it. And the lead actress playing Sylvia suddenly got very ill, and they had to parachute the understudy in, who, of course, because the show was only opening, hadn't prepared to be the understudy yet, and then there was some other cast illness, etc., etc., and it was sort of a catalogue of one thing after another. So they ended up running for 3 or 4 weeks, 3 weeks, in a sort of semi-staged, not full production. You could see there were elements in
the
it
end
which
of
were,
the first
would make
half
a sensational show.
And amazing.
You know, Matthew Warchus, who's the artistic director at the Old Vic. People will know him from being the director of Matilda, amongst lots of other things. You know, he has very publicly said, you know, they plan to do more with it, and it will make a return. I don't know whether the return will be at the Old Vic or another venue, but there's clearly something in it, you know. And Beverly Knight, who everyone will know, was quite extraordinary in it as well, playing Emily Pankhurst, Sylvia's mother. A couple of sensational songs. So, yeah, I mean, I for one hope it makes a return.
Yeah, I think it just needs some more work. And,
yes.
You know.
Yeah.
But yes, hopefully we'll see it. Now, so we've talked about sort of where you might, you know, the family night out for Christmas or whatever.
I mean, we should just say for families, you know, Warhorse returns to the National for a special Christmas season, kind of commemorating World War One and the centenary. And actually, talking about National Theatre Productions returning, you know, Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, you know, comes back into London, into the Piccadilly. So two, if you've never seen them, you know, two of our best productions from the last 10, 15 years ever from British theatre are back in London for Christmas.
It's interesting that sort of bringing back the safe production. Well, they're not safe, but we know they're good. They know
trusted.
They're going to sell. Trusted.
Yeah, trusted,
that's,
I think.
That's the word.
Yeah, I mean, they're both enormous productions, huge casts in both. As I always say, sort of plays done on a musical scale, done on that epic kind of scale that only really the National Theatre or the RSC or someone probably would take a risk on. But they're both fantastic.
And talking of plays and straight theatre. The Pinter season is continuing at the Harold Pinter Theatre. There were lots of different pieces changing all the time there.
Yes, that's right. So they have, evenings. I think there's five evenings in total. They all sort of run in reps. So one and two are just coming to a conclusion, and then evenings three and four start up, all with the kind of amazing star cast.
Yes,
in all
I know.
Of them.
It's incredible
and,
cast.
So this is Pinter's sort of one-act plays or his short bits of material, so rather than the full-length evenings. I was privileged to go to the gala night celebrating his birthday where they had everybody there. It was absolutely fantastic. I mean, you know, the season's one of those things that very, very rarely happens, and how wonderful, you know, to see it. I mean, I would say as well as that, you know, the other big new play, or rather two plays of the season, is The Inheritance, which is in two parts. It tried out at the Young Vic, now at the Noel Coward Theatre. And it is this, I mean, I can't recommend it enough. It's a sensational kind of two-part telling about a group of friends, extended group of friends, and sort of their whole journey through life.
Is this like Harry Potter? Have you got to go to both of them?
You don't have to, but you don't have to buy both parts together. You can go try part one, I guess, and then part two. I mean, they encourage you to see both because it tells the whole story, but they are separate.
But would
as
they
well.
Stand alone as well?
Yes.
So
yeah.
Could
part
you see part
stand,
two before part one?
Part
one? How would that work?
About that. No, I think you probably need to see them in order if I think about it. But you could see part one and not, I guess, and not two. I'm sure the producers will want to kill me for saying that because you know, the aim is you see the whole thing. But it's about this extended group of people and, you know, their difficulties. It touches on the whole AIDS crisis in the 80s. I mean, it's utterly spellbinding.
Okay. Well, that's a strong recommendation.
So, you know, that's just opened as well.
Mm-hmm. So what would be your top pick?
Oh.
Have you got one? Are you allowed to say?
Not allowed to say normally. I mean, I would say, you know, a lot of the things we've talked about are selling incredibly strongly. And, you know, Christmas is the busiest time in London theatre. And we've got a range of amazing productions coming. And then, as I said, a lot of them are playing their sort of last season, if you like. And then come the spring, we've got a huge number of new shows to come,
so
which I'm sure we'll talk about
coming,
another time.
Yeah, but, so everything will be coming to fill those theatres where we've had Dreamgirls, where we've had 42nd, we've had those shows for
much.
A long time in those theatres.
And a lot of new exciting things coming in.
Yeah.
So, you know, in sort of February and March. So a lot of excitement to come, but a lot this Christmas as well.
Yeah. Well, that's lots to look forward to then.
As ever.
Yes, as always, the West End, well, the West London theatres are as healthy as they've ever been.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's not forget about all the regional theatres, all the theatres around London as well. You know, Christmas season is pantomime season and, you know, it's the lifeblood of most theatres in the UK. You know, it brings new audiences, brings youngsters in. And I always think with pantomime, the amazing thing is to see whole generations of a family sitting together, you know, grandparents, parents, children, you know, godchildren, stepchildren, everything. And that's what's so wonderful about it.
We
and
went a couple
extended
of years
groups,
ago
you know.
With our nephews and American relatives, who I have to say were a little bemused.
Little bamboozled,
it
yes.
Was
I've done the same.
Stoke,
yes.
And they were a little befuddled
exactly.
by it.
Yeah.
But
someone
but no,
once said
right.
to me, I think you think British people somehow grow up, you come out of your mother's womb or whatever, somehow intrinsically knowing what to shout out
to
at the pantomime when you go.
You. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
no one ever really tells you, but you just sort of know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And Americans find this very confusing. So.
They find the whole thing confusing. Yes, but anyway, Julian, thank you so much
Pleasure.
Again for coming in. And we'll speak to you in the spring about the new production.
Absolutely. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I'm Alice Arnold, and that was the Musicals and Theatre Podcast. If you enjoyed that, then you can hear me every Saturday and Sunday morning from 6 till 10 on Mellow Magic, where I've lots of lovely, timeless, relaxing classics, musical numbers, and interviews.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.